welcome to Visible Signs, Invisible Designs. Here we talk about communication design on a meta level. We talk about useful things that people make, but are so humble that they often go unnoticed. Are these designs? Absolutely. Design is more than what meets the eyes. Let's look at what lies beneath the surface. Hi everyone, Keith Tam here. This is the fourth episode of Visible Signs, Invisible Designs. During COVID, I started a blog that explores the art, acts, and technologies of writing, editing, and publishing. I started collecting mostly manual typewriters and rediscovered the joy of writing on these machines. I find that typewriters drive my writing process forward instead of going back to edit what I've written when I write on the computer. The typewriter's limited typographic options made me reflect on how we articulate typographic hierarchy. This episode is a reading of a post I published on the 21st of August 2021, which I first wrote on a manual typewriter. Articulating Text Hierarchy by Keith Tam. Visually coding the structural hierarchy of a text, in other words, different levels of headings, etc., is the bread and butter of what we need to handle when writing and editing documents of all kinds, in word processing, page layout, and digital publishing environments. Graphical resources are used to achieve this, and can be divided into two kinds, typographical cues and spatial cues. Typographic cues are things like typefaces, typographic variants, for example bold and italic, underline, change of color, change of casing, etc. Spatial cues include things that one can do with spacing in order to relate or distinguish elements either vertically or horizontally, line spacing, indents, columns, etc. The semantic structure of text can be conceptually and literally separated when using a markup language, like HTML, from the graphic presentation using style sheets, like CSS. This needs to be done in digital environments, but only implied with conventional text origination methods, such as the manual typewriter. The concept of the separation between semantic structure and presentation was described by typographer academic Michael Twyman in 1981 in a humble yet important article titled Typography Without Words. In this article, he introduces a notation system to understand text hierarchy using a typewriter. He uses simple schematic diagrams made up of three symbols, an X to indicate the norm, an O to indicate a typographic cue that differentiates from the norm, and an I to indicate a second differentiation. These actually indicate both the semantic structure as well as the graphic presentation, though in his discussions he conceptually separates the two. When we use all caps, underline, color, spacing, etc. to articulate text structure, the reader can only understand the meaning of these elements in context of a body of text forming a repeated pattern. The graphical cues are exactly that, cues that guide reading and information searching. The pattern can be learned through usage and recalling conventions from previous reading experiences. What means are available to articulate text hierarchy on a manual typewriter? The three typographical cues are casing, underlining, and switching to the red ink ribbon. The typewriter offers a richer palette in terms of spatial cues. Line spacing, space between headings and paragraphs, indents and tabs can be used effectively to differentiate structural components in a complex text. As shown and discussed in Sue Walker's book Typography and Language in Everyday Life, Prescriptions and Practices, published in 2001, because of the simplicity of the typewriter and the narrow palette of options available, text hierarchy is often more effectively articulated in typewritten documents compared to word-processed or desktop-published documents, especially in the early days of word processing and desktop publishing. Having said that, the opposite might also be true. Old habits die hard. After more than 30 years of the phasing out of the typewriter in the office, old typewriter habits are still very much alive and well in typical office documents. Two spaces after full stops, very deep indents, the lack of hanging numerals and bullets in lists, primes instead of apostrophes and quotation marks, underlining, center-aligned headings, and the use of a single type size throughout a document. Gone are the typing manuals in secretarial schools, but the software that the typical user works with daily are now almost as sophisticated as professional page layout packages. What's worse, the diehard habits in turn challenge the established standards of typesetting and document design. We need better tools for creating modern digital documents and the skills associated with them, beyond what we have inherited from the days of the typewriter. Second draft written on an Adler Gabriel 25 manual typewriter. Third and final draft scanned and input via optical character recognition and slightly corrected and edited. Further edited for this reading. You've been listening to Visible Signs, Invisible Designs. Thanks for tuning in. If you like this episode, please subscribe. You can find the show on anchor.fm, Spotify, or Apple Podcast. Until next time.